The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Oh, yes, I did. All right, off we go. Yeah, I got Brett sent me yesterday. Welcome, Mo, from the former. Remember KDKB when that was a thing?
I don't actually remember when it was a thing.
Yeah, it's like an AM station now or something. Bob Kemp runs it. It's really good.
Steve Goddard. He's the morning show.
Oh, Goddard. Don't. Yeah. Don't.
No.
We don't speak ill of Steve Goddard. We don't include him in KDKB's failings. That man is successful, and he is amazing. He's a voice of a god. That's why his last name has G-O-D in it. Goddard is incredible.
I did a panel with him once.
What does that mean?
We were just in some panel. I don't even know how to
Explain that narrows it down.
Yeah, it was a radio panel, and it was like my early years starting in radio.
How to do radio without an audience?
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. And then Steve was there to show me how do a radio.
He's got no audience, but the man knows how this works. Is it a success versus failure in radio?
That's exactly what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
Like an atheist and a theist battling it out on stage.
God, he's been in this market for
Forever.
Decades.
When I was in junior high, he was the afternoon guy at CZP.
Yeah, I remember.
He's in our building, but don't you ever invoke the name Steve Goddard when I'm making fun of KDKB ever again. The man has taken an oldie station no one even knows about and done better than you.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And he's on 24 hours a day. I don't know how he does it.
Is he really?
Pretty much. He just records constantly.
From his bed.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No matter where he's at.
And it always sounds better than KDKB.
It's so crazy.
Here's Herman's Hermits. I'm Steve Goddard. We're better than KDKB. 92.7 oldies, FM, AM, FM.
He can post it in the sleep.
Oh, he can post. He posts everything. You know what he does? He posts like orders in restaurants to the sound of the music without going on the speakers. Shut up, Mo. Don't you dare talk about Steve Goddard. All right, here's how Playdio works. We start the song. And it used to be we'd give you a minute because we used to charge you to be part of this. And then some new rules came in with things. We couldn't charge people to be part of contests or something. I don't know. Even for charity. And, okay, gotcha. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to move that. Scooch this over here. It's basically a freebie. So whenever we feel like we can buzz your song, we can buzz it. However, we are kind of kind to the idea that you guys are participating in the first place.
Let's get a good a
and
little
so we
taste
get a nice taste to see. We'll give you a chance to win us. The reason it's this way, and Mo, you've been in on these things before, even though you guys do it wrong at KDKB. Every program director, every music executive, Brett used to work at a record label. Yeah. They give you about 15 seconds of their time. If you don't wow them in that time, they just turn it off and go to the next song. They've got a pile to listen to. Every Tuesday, it used to be, and it's not so much anymore, but every Tuesday, Larry used to get a stack of music. And he'd sift through it. And 15 seconds is even with bands that are signed and ready to go, you get about 15 seconds before the program director's like, this will never fly. Because if he's ready to tune out, he knows half the audience is going to switch stations. That's what you have to learn about this. So we'll give you some time. We'll give you extra time. But if you hear any of the following things, and this is pretty great right here. If you hear this sound right here, that means... Brett is out completely and utterly. If you hear this one, that means Brady is out. If you hear this one, I can't take it anymore. I'm out. And our new judge, Mo, is here this year. And if you hear, then she's out. Not that it matters, but she's playing along today.
Thanks for including me.
I like to include you. Somebody's got to eventually hear
No one
your
else
voice.
Is doing it.
So we start off with a band called AG Session. They were the first ones in. And the members are Big Al, Dave, and Wind Up, Brian. We love... All right. Already, we're
sucking
to,
up already.
We're off to a bad start. Mm. No, just bad English. We love grew up listening to just about anything from the Beach Boys to Metallica. We love grew up listening.
Ooh, can I buzz them right now? Come on.
Our music falls in the punk surf style. Past bass players from the band have kept John's landscaping up. Oh, that's Jeff Barbary. And we rocked out with him. They were also signed. When did we lose? This is the problem with the KDKB and what you guys have done to pronouns. This is just. They were also signed to Elektra Records as a rock, rap, Limp Bizkit type band in the early 2000s. We played. We are played with Agent Orange, Fear, Dag Nasty, and amongst all others at the Vans Warped Tour. Thanks for giving us a shot. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and look for our live Christmas show stream from 2020 on YouTube. Yeah, who wouldn't want to do that?
What?
Celebrate the holidays with this band that you've never heard of. AG Session.
That letter sounds like it was written by one of Lisa's kids for Veterans Day. Jesus.
Hang high on the plex.
Yeah.
Hang high on the plex from AG Session. All right, guys, you should have proofread that a little bit. But I do like the sentence. We love grew up listening. These random series of words you need to jumble and scramble and figure out what we meant. All right. The song is called Pretty Girl. And it is the very first submission to our friends here for Playdio. Thank you very much, AG Session, for participating. Let's have at it and find out what it's about. It's 98 KUPD. Playdio has begun right now. That same face at that one attempted note, I think, also. There was that...
Yeah, that was rough.
That was really, yeah. I personally struggle with being out of key. On top of the fact that the song wasn't very good. Did I get Mo on a breath? What did you think?
You know, and I'm the one that I probably... On the show, I probably like punk the most. Yeah. And now it just... I was just out. Especially, it's like you said, when he hit that note.
Yeah.
Or tried to hit that note, I guess. It was like, whoa.
Then you like Suicidal Tendencies, but... You know,
I like all Sex Pistols. I love, you know.
And that was the closest thing to Suicidal Tendencies I've heard without the tendencies. That's just suicide.
Yeah, I was ready to commit suicide.
What do you give it? 1 to 10.
5.
A 5. All right. Mo?
I'm with Brett. I'm going to give him a 5. I just felt like the timing was off on their instruments and their music.
No bad. Just bad. Brady?
Thanks for coming out. And 5.
Yeah, 5 for Brady. 1.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm not fooling around this year.
Man.
If you're not winning it, you're not in it. I'm going to know when I hear my winner. That's it. There might be some middling, but for the most part, I know you're not in it, so I'm not even going to play around with you guys. 1! I didn't like Brady's sound effect. I'm going to have to go with a new one for you. Go back to the gong.
Do it.
Brady's gong is... This will be the one. Any Sopranos drop is Brett. Mo's got her thing. My man yelling, and then Brady's gong. Next up is One Star Night. Thank you, AG Session, but we didn't like it. And that's just part of this.
Yeah.
Well, already you're going to have some people mad. And you guys listening can participate as well by going to Holmberg at 98kupd.com. And this, right off the bat, I know where Drama Rama is if anyone's looking.
Oh, wow.
Hey, at least they were in key.
That's true. Excellent point. This song sucks. Okay. That pretty much cuts to the chase there, doesn't it? All right. The next one up is called One Star Night. You have a bio for them?
Yep.
Let me have it. One Star Night. Their song is called Take Comfort. Their bio is three dudes in their late 30s still trying to pretend people might like our music. Well, that's a good
attitude.
At least
they're straight and honest. Yeah, I like that.
Normally, if you're in your 30s, your band is not going to make it. The dream is dead. You should have jobs by now is basically what life is telling you. If you're interested in finding them, they're all over the internet. One Star Night, N-I-T-E. The song is called Take Comfort. Let's hear from One Star Night, shall we? It's Playdio. Good luck, boys!
And then we give an hour and a half before we give another verse.
Right. Yeah. There's way too much in between what's going on there, and there's nothing going on when they're going on.
And you mentioned, get rid of that click track.
Yeah, why is the metronome still on the thing? That's only for production. I'll start this one by saying, the biggest sin you can commit in the world of entertainment is being boring.
Oh, my God.
And no offense, guys. The guy can sing. I think he can sing, and I think, but the song is just kind of boring. I don't think it was a lively track to get us started. I'm looking for something to jump this time.
Your best foot forward.
Like, even with the build-up as well.
Yeah.
I was hoping for something stronger.
Two. Mo?
I'm going to go five.
You're nice.
All right. We've set Mo's bar.
Yeah, Mo's one of those. She's like a...
She's a Brady.
She's a Brady.
Oh, God.
Five for the effort. Everything's in the middle.
Brady?
Four, no, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
four.
Stepping up.
He's got competition for who's going to be most milquetoast. Brett?
Well, if guys in your 30s, have fun working at QT the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. That, it's it. Well, they could be engineers
two.
Or something. Okay.
Two. I'll give... Because the guy... I think the guy has potential to sing, but the song was terrible.
The song was boring. Unfortunately. And you guys should know that. And again, for all these people, you guys are being dicks. It's like, hey, it's the music industry is not going to be nice to you. You want to get into
Nor
this
should
thing.
They be.
No, they don't. They got to sift through this. You know what? Go on YouTube and try to be an influencer and get your music out that way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you're presenting it to other people, you run the risk of going, not going to play it. Bye. Love it. And again, we're back to that thing. Trip Reeves, Playdio, which is what we like to call it. He said the thing a couple years ago when he came in and he goes, and I'm in his office and he goes, I'm always amazed that like you're talking about like their production and everything else. He goes, you never once just said, that song stunk. Like, the problem was it was a bad song. You can produce it all you want. I'm like, you know what? You're right. And now we say it all the time. Oh, yeah. It's like, that song's just no good. Because you are trying to help. And like, yeah, their production was fine. Everything's fine. The song's just no good.
Trip's probably sitting there going, don't put my name attached to that.
I'm quitting. The next one is Mighty Unlisted. We're off to a poor start. Mighty Unlisted, you can fix all that. The song is called Resist. Mighty Unlisted is a long-standing Phoenix band. That has a bit of 90s throwback vibe. Influences range from Soundgarden, Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age, and more. Strive to write records, write and record new music that moves them.
Big shoes to fill there.
Yeah, it is. You're putting your name on some pretty big name bands there. Other rock music lovers should like this. The most recent release, A Bad Day for the Truth, came out in 2019. It's available on digital platforms. They're currently finishing up a new EP set for 2022. Drums is A. Brad Hazelton. Not the Brad Hazelton. A. Brad Hazelton. Oh, okay. Mike Jewell, vocals and guitar, Travis Wackendorf. The band is called... What is the band
Mighty
called?
Unlisted.
Mighty Unlisted. There you go. It's not on there. Entry for Mighty Unlisted. Mighty Unlisted. And the song is called Resist. Good luck. And please be something. It's Playdio.
Do you remember you were barely born? Just a baby on your mother's arm. Nothing but love and love and everyone. Then it all just comes undone. Like static on the TV screen. You got a headache 'cause you grind your teeth. You never really found the truth you see. Among the zombies walking in the streets. Paper men with hollow eyes. Wear a smile like a thin disguise. And you forget what you know is true. Stuck in the middle of a sea of fools.
Thank you, Mighty Unlisted. Strong start to me on that one. Almost had something going. And then the chorus just kind of lost.
Yeah.
Where definitely. Was the chorus?
Yeah, they're right. I like what people are saying, and you can do that. Going back to One Star Night. The beginning puts you to sleep and then rapes your ear. That's from Leland. One Star Night.
Texter.
Didn't like it. Hold
Meh.
On.
May they stay unlisted.
Right. Well, see, this is now you're just getting to be jerks. This one says, you can get more stars if you open both R's One Star Night. good thing Mo is here to scout songs for her station, because so far so good. If you want people to not listen to a radio station, this is KDKB. That's true. You can play these songs for KDKB's group collective Suicides when they all finally get fired. Mighty Unlisted, that's this one, says, why is the guy trying to seduce Brady? He said mother in the most seductive, creepy way I've ever heard. I didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that either.
All right. Name of the song is Resist. Great advice. All right, everybody. We got to get somebody like them. They were unlisted from my playlist. Yeah, and that's a thing. Brady, what did you think of that?
I thought they started off, out of the gate pretty strong. They got right into it, and then it just fell flat. Five.
Another five. Mo?
I don't know why it's annoying to me when I hear a band that is trying to figure out who they are. Are they trying to sound like Trent Reznor, or are they trying to be Foo Fighters and then just combine it into one? I got to give it a three.
Ooh, Mo's coming down the ladder a little bit. Brett?
I'd give him a five, I think. You know, I was okay until that chorus hit, and then I'm like, okay.
I didn't like the chorus either. That was the same. I'm gonna run a four on that one. I thought the exact same thing. I'm like, the chorus kind of lost me. It didn't seem like it was it seemed like they were trying to make it bigger than it actually was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't a whole lot to it, and they were trying to yell
just
it at me.
Just didn't deliver.
They were trying to scream it at me, and it's like, oh, okay. You don't really have much, so you're just trying to be loud.
Early leaders in the clubhouse.
But they are in first place.
Wow.
As it stands right now. But, you know, come on. You have two legs and everybody else is in a wheelchair and you just won a race. Congratulations.
Yeah, you're racing Caleb at this point.
You just beat the crap out of Caleb and took his blanket. All right, next three up. Illustrated Minds, Dive Bar Knights, which is my favorite band name for the first
day. They're back. They've been, I remember in last year.
Knights with a K. And Weapon of Pride. Those are the next three on deck. Hopefully somebody's got something that's going to wow us. And we'll put you up at the glorious showcase tomorrow night at CB Live in Scottsdale. That's how it works. Playdio, sitting right in our laps as we speak. Will someone please start to shine? It's 98.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.
All right, let's get right to this. And people are saying, like, Playdio, we need a palate cleanser. We need something. Let's go back in time to the ones that make Playdio worth it. Of course, remember Dandar, which is my favorite never-ending loop of this, with no words. And we have never found out who they are.
That's the amazing
mystery
part. Nobody's come forward.
If they're a band at all for real, we don't know. Just terrible music.
I don't know. I'd take that over the first three that
so
we've
far,
heard.
Yeah. Dandar would be my yeah. winner. Of
You're
course,
going to Hollywood, dog.
What was the other one we had there that was, is that on the first page?
So that's on the second page.
Oh, okay.
We have the 1968. We have Ouch My Balls.
Ouch My Balls by Faustian. I'll never forget this because I made up my own words. Ouch my balls.
Somebody really entered that?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Here it comes.
Ouch my
Someone grab Geddy Lee's nuts.
Yes.
Sorry, I can't get enough of Ouch My Balls. So we've had some champs in the past that were of the other end. We never forget our friend Steve. I forgot his last name, though. The one with the bull whip.
Gorsman.
You had that electric bull whip there in that one song. So it's all good. We're getting all these emails in and stuff like that. I've got some good ones. Our funniest listener, Scott Haynes, says, keep playing this music. We use it instead of whipping our illegal horses. They're hating it, and they're going faster than ever. Wow. So now we know what it's like to work at KDKB. Three terrible songs in a row you have to sit through.
It's true.
You know what's wild is everybody talks about how terrible the music is at KDKB.
Which
it's
is true.
75% of the music is the same on KUPD.
Yeah, yeah, but here's the difference.
Presentation.
In between. Thank you.
Sorry. That was the word. I was going to go through a long diatribe about that one word.
Yeah. Wasting time.
You're right.
Just like KDKB.
Oh, you're right.
God.
Wasting time.
I need to see, that's the difference, though. Brett is used to being a DJ, so on KDKB, that's the engaging ability to be good and quick. Which is what nobody is over there. I have mastered the art of going on and on and on and still being engaging somehow. So what I was going to do is exactly just synopsis of what Brett said. Was, yes.
Sorry.
We can play the exact same playlist. It's what's going on between the songs.
Okay.
It's just useless over there.
Oh, my God. Okay.
On Facebook, Mike Willing. Three bands hopefully we won't hear from again.
Well, at the point that we heard them, no, you won't. Let's see this. Gary's in a band, and he said, a mighty unlisted song only sounded dated to me. And that's the thing. I think you got to really kind of find it. And Winston, my man, Winston goes, man, that last song was just offbeat. I think he was talking about the first one. That was offbeat. And I said, I think the word you're looking for, Winston, is terrible. you're digging through the word bin, and then there it is. And he goes, where is Bear Ghost? They're not allowed in, and they're not together anymore. But yes, this is very much like working at KDKB. The music's terrible, and you just can't wait for it to end.
Glad you're with us, Mo.
Yeah, thanks, Mo. Well, no,
thanks.
Mo,
I'm in the
reason
spot.
She's with us is because she's not stupid. So she knows. The other one's like, when KDKB is burnt to the ground for insurance money, Mo, you're going to be hosting a music festival with every one of these bands.
Oh, God dang. I don't like that you just predicted my future. Yeah. That hurts.
Hi, Mo from Remember KDKB.
Be doing it for 10 years after it ends.
Here's a band.
We're passing the hat around.
Yeah, these guys are incredible. It's a song called "Ouch My Balls." I like when he yells like he's had it. He does this one.
Wait, that's a dude.
This is how mad he gets right here. That's a guy, all right. Ouch my
now,
balls.
Tell me what those words were, Brett.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
Well, good. All right, next band. We've made fun of enough. Let's try to get a winner.
Have we?
No. We're going to go on for a while. This band is called Illustrated Minds. They've been in this before?
No, don't think so.
I don't remember that name. Illustrated Minds is an alternative metal band from Phoenix. Deftones, Marilyn Manson, Nine Inch Nails, Korn. Born in the most unlikely place, main members Anthony Navarro and Mark Torres met while playing in a house band together in Yuma Prison in 2016. Ooh, I'm not going to be mean to these guys.
All right.
I'm going to set this one out.
I'm going to go ahead and say 7 now. I'm starting you guys at a 7. Realized their musical chemistry was too great to ignore and began recording while incarcerated. The debut album is Ego Death. It was released through Navarro's publishing company.
That's a prison program?
Yeah.
Recording music?
Well, they're big into the arts.
Man.
Yeah. You got to keep
funding
them.
I knew you could weld and all that, but didn't know you could.
I like that one of them was in jail and came out with a publishing company.
Man.
He made use of his time in there.
You got to do something with that money accumulated beforehand.
You got the law library in there. Why not use it?
Take that, Radio Weekenders. Yeah. These guys were in the joint and they came out with companies. It's going on to do moderately well. Considering no promotion and the circumstances in which it was recorded, we're pretty happy with it. Subsequently, Navarro was charged by the Department of Corrections with conspiracy for recording music, but the charges were later dropped after the administration realized he was just making music and not causing harm. Illustrated Minds currently recording their proper debut album, In Pieces, at Premier Studio with two-time Grammy Award-winning engineer Jeremy Parker. He did Slipknot and Mudvayne. Plans in the next year, early next year release. Band is playing locally. Check out their profiles on Facebook, Bandcamp, Instagram, and all the fun stuff. Anthony Navarro is the leader, evidently. He wrote the letter. The song is called Devils. And these are ex-cons playing a band called Illustrated Minds. And this is the next submission for Playdio. Good luck, Illustrated Minds, and congratulations on your freedom. It's 98. Illustrated Minds. It's like the angry younger brother of Blink 182.
Oh, I need a change.
Like Tom DeLonge.
Oh, yeah. What's with the accent? Like where are you from? Like Yuma has that accent.
I can't spell words. Writing on the wall.
Like what accent are we dealing with there?
Definitely was going after Korn.
Had a little Korn in there.
I heard Manson,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Manson as well.
Their influences were there. The music wasn't terrible.
Just too much toss salad in there for me.
All right.
Hey, there's some prison joke, everybody.
All right, take a lap. Brady, you're going to, whatever you give them, I'm going to take off 3 and say you hate prisoners.
So that took 4 bands for you to...
Yeah, make it your first pun.
Yep.
Mo, I'll start with you.
Let's go 4.
Bert?
I'll give him a 5. I enjoyed the music. Yeah. It just, you know.
Brady?
5.
I'm going to give him a 5 because they're the best one so far. That would be the highest score I'm giving.
That's not Leader. Saying a lot.
Yeah. But it still wasn't. And it's mainly because they're from jail. I'm a little bit afraid to be mean to them. This is a good review. Said it reminded me of edema if they were retarded. Alexa says, I was all in for this until that dude started singing, and then I know he doesn't want to hear this, but I spit out my coffee and started to laugh. I want to send him back to prison for his voice.
Illustrated Minds, I fear you, but be a Manson cover band or get back in prison.
It does sound too much like you're trying to sound like something else. This person says, Jonathan Davis already did a better impression of Hepburn. Knock it off. Yeah, it's yeah, Shrinky Dink Jonathan Davis. Pick a melody that was the musical equivalent to a child scribbling crayon stuff on the wall. Is this what happened to edema? A lot of people are hearing edema. And another one says, I was in until the vocals started. I chalked this up to an unmotivated mobile meth lab soundtrack. This would be in a Tarantino movie in the gay sex scene. Okay, that's enough.
Wow.
That's too much revealing. I'm not sure what to think of that one, but yeah. They're in jail, so I might just... You know what? I just moved them up. They're six. I just did a six. I don't know what they were in the joint for, but I'm sure they were railroaded. The whole system needs to be changed, I think. Yikes. Don't tell me you're incarcerated in Yuma. That's no joke. All right. Thank you very much, Illustrated Minds. Not a massive following. Now, the next one up is Dive Bar Nights.
Aha.
Yes, Richard. I need to buy it. Aha, he says. Aha. Thank you. My magician's assistant is. Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to say thanks for all the laughs and good times you've provided for all of us through the years. Anyway, we are Dive Bar Nights. Been together for a good while now, playing as many shows as possible to help pay for recording time. We have many songs like Wake and Bake, Cheap Beer, Interlock, Day Drinking. You get it. This year's submission is called Bar Fight. I hope that you enjoy it. Thanks again, A-G-I-N. For all you guys do, and also for giving musicians like us this contest called Playdio. That's right. And thank you for being grateful for the opportunity for us to give you a platform to finally be heard on a radio station that should never be playing this music. All right. This is totally a KDKB thing. Dive Bar Nights. Song's called Bar Fight. Are we ready?
Playdio. Do it.
Playdio. Come on. This one, this is my pick to click. I don't know anything about it, but I like the name. So Dive Bar Nights, you're up. Here we go. Oops, I goofed. Sorry, I gotta start them over. I don't wanna shortchange them. All right, here we go.
I'm not the biggest, baddest, meanest man in town. But every now and then I try and take him down. I didn't come here to get drunk or to get laid. I just came out to start a fight inside this place. All right, today. All right, today. All right, today. All right, today. Bull sticks are swinging and the chairs are flying round. You better grab your girl, duck, and just get out. Two bottles broken on my head, I hit the ground. Third time I got up's when I finally knocked.
All right, I gotta hang on here, though.
Here we go.
You know when you're out? You know when you're out with your drunk friends and he's like about out.
And then, he goes,
he just loses it for a second, and then he's kind of out again. Like, oh, okay.
Like we were talking about with Brady's dad earlier. You said the rally, right?
Yeah, you do the rally, but
one time.
Like that one dude just like, and he looks like he's going to throw up. Like, all right, night's over. We got to get him home. And he's like, it's only 12 o'clock, man. And, like, he loses it when he realizes it's about to end, but that's all the energy he's got. That reminded me of Dive Bar Nights. The song started off like, oh, we're drunk, and we're just walking back to the car. And like, no way, dude. I still got something left.
Hold on. Where are you going?
I will give them a four, just because they entertained me, but not for all the right reasons. Bert?
I give them a three. It sounded like Zach Wilde, Peter Steele, and the guy from Mastodon had a three-way. Twinked it all the way down.
Wait a minute. Twink babies with a twink three-way? Interesting. Ugh. Mo?
Four.
Man, nobody's really scoring. Brady?
I gave him a six for the quality entertainment.
Just for going nuts.
Yeah.
For being a little bit off. Like just having
it brought a smile to my face.
Two songs in one, sure. But for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Not to win.
Let's try another one. Weapon of Pride. The Weapon of Pride. We would like to participate in this year's Playdio, it says.
Okay.
Okay. Then we will let you. Mixing an old school metal and desert rock sound.
Is that a sound?
No, desert rock.
The tubes.
Is, just,
is that the tubes?
No.
Oh.
That Brady. Way too old.
Oh,
that's 1981, man. If they're still leaning on that desert rock sound, let's just skip
this. The ones I knew that used to play in the desert, man.
Well, she's a
know.
Beauty.
Ounce my bounce. Desert rocks don't have a sound. They just lay there.
Well, when they roll, they might have a sound.
Gotta roll.
You're just not metal enough, bro.
That's true. I'm not metal pussy. Weapon of Pride is a young, hard rock band out of Tempe. Started as a college band with a passion for groups like Sabbath, Megadeth, Corrosion of Conformity. Here we go.
All right, now I'm in.
Weapon of Pride writes in a way that encompasses different hard and heavy subgenre. I miss Alex Trebek so much. What do you say? Genre. This power trio aims to bring back rock to Tempe with heavy riffs and throwback sound features on this band debut EP Retribution. Thank you for your consideration. I hope to hear back from you soon. Sincerely, Ryan and the gang over here at Weapon of Pride. The song, huh?
They said they started in college.
Yeah, I don't know how long ago that was.
Oh, guys, yeah. That's exactly what I was just thinking.
The Clinton administration, or maybe just recently they started in college and want to bring back that sound. Weapon of Pride is the name of the band. The song is Retribution. It's Pladio. Give me something. I want a winner here. Come on. Just Brady and I gonged out Weapon of Pride as Mo and Bert stuck with them the entire way.
I wasn't mad. There was a few times where I was like, they could have corrected a few
sure.
parts, but It wasn't terrible.
I heard like potential in a couple of things. Like the right producer could go, guys, let's toy with this. This isn't. That's a good demo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
But tighten her up a little bit.
The song's a little repetitive. I got like the when I buzz out, it's when I would have changed the station, which would have been hours ago.
To
but
me,
still, yeah.
Well, to me, I just heard a lot of Black Sabbath and like Paranoid. Yeah. That riff goes through the whole song too, and that's kind of what I got out of this. It was more like Children of the Grave,
right, but it's not a classic riff. It's just a riff. Like,
no,
you get the other one that you can go. I want to hear this
because
riff
it sounds like Children of the Grave. It sounds like an Iommi ripoff. But
it does. Yeah, they're definitely influenced for sure by that one. Mm-hmm.
Right. Band is great, lose the singer.
Really?
Is my input.
I've got this one. Brent says instead of desert rock, go with Avalanche, and take away that crash cymbal. You're killing me.
That's the production. They just, the production was not
just
good.
Raw.
This one says, I once watched gay porn just to make sure I wasn't gay. I hated it so much I couldn't get a boner for a week. Up until now, that was the gayest thing that happened to me. Till that song.
Apparently, he didn't hear the other three songs that we played.
With a better engineer and producer, Weapons of Power.
Pride.
Yeah, Weapons of Pride wouldn't be that bad. I agree with that. A rockin' tune, but the vocalist balls haven't dropped yet. This guy says, can I get a copy of that on my 8-track? That's from David
Endress. Freedom Rock?
Endress. And then Jay Gutentag says, is that a chick, man? If that's a chick, I'm in 100%, man.
If not,
forget it. Swing your dick somewhere else, man. Store's closed.
All right, chick, what's your score? Jay, what's your score if it's a chick?
Yeah. Well, she said 100%, Toledo. Pay attention to the numbers. You ask terrible questions.
Give a number.
There you go, dick.
There goes dick again, wrecking things. Keep that sea holster quiet, cuck boy. These guys are to music what PBR is to drinking. Oh, that's for dive bar nights. That's true. Dive bar nights did make you feel like you were in a dive bar. So they're appropriately named. It's good. All right, the last one, Weapon of Pride. Brady, what did you think of Weapon
six.
Of Pride? You're giving it a 6, and you checked out early. Bert?
Considering what we've had so far, I'm going to grade it on the curve. I'll give him a 7.
A 7?
Oh, wow.
On the curve.
All right. Mo?
I'm with Brady. I'm giving him a 6.
All right. Well, they are by far the leaders in the clubhouse. I'll give them a 5. They're a big fat maybe all over that one.
Yeah.
Like you could maybe do something with it. Even though I think they could also be maybe the other way. That is teetering on the brink of being just, you guys have nothing, or maybe we could toy with this.
I think that's it. They just need the right person to somebody say, hey, let's change this up.
Either see if they've got that extra gear or if they're just this. Plus, they had the benefit of batting 6th behind 3 guys who couldn't touch the fastball. So it's basically, hey, you got a hit. I'm impressed. All right, the next one up is called Mike Masser. That's a fella, just a single fella.
What it sounds like.
Got a bio on Mike. Mike Masser says, hey, Toledo, my name's Mike Masser, and I'd like to be in Play-Doh. Okay. Mike Masser broke into the music scene as a guitar player in a few bands in northern Arizona in the early and mid-2000s. A rising artist discovered new tangents to his musical talents. Currently, the hard rock album True Grit highlights the best that Mike has to offer, exploring unique facets of the genre while also staying true to the hard rock feel. With singles such as The Phoenix, True Grit, and a new single from the musical collection, Mike hopes to stay true to his hard rock roots. Mike Masser, the song he submitted is called The Phoenix. Let's find out what Mike Masser's got for us right here in Play-Doh. Well, you don't like him already? No, why?
The name.
Because his name is Mike.
No. The Phoenix.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, it could be. The Phoenix is a thing. He's writing a song about the bird.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jesus, Brett. Now you can't check out already. All right. Stop it. It's Mike Masser, and he's already got one guy that's leaning on the button. It's The Phoenix. It's 98. Brett checked out over and over on that one.
Kept checking out. You guys aren't hearing me.
You know when you get a brand new stereo in your car and you go to that digital thing,
the EQ,
and it's just one line across, and you got to work this. That was a mess. I don't know if that was good or not because it was all just one. The vocals were buried completely. The guitars and bass were killing all.
That was pandemic mixing.
I need to adjust the mids and the lows and the highs on that. It was one sound.
John, I hate to be too critical.
But
the group that played Ripped My Pants on SpongeBob SquarePants is way better than anything we've heard yet this morning.
Brent Crandall says, I think I hear a guy in the backyard trying to sing to this recording, but nobody will let him in.
He's outside.
Guys, come on!
I'm Mike Passer!
We can hear you, Mike. Just keep screaming.
Okay.
Old Krisky texted in and said, it sounds like a less cool Danzig.
It was Danzig, and it's what everybody wants to do to Danzig. Get the F out of here, Glenn. Nobody wants you in here. I'll sing outside. I swear I'll do it. I'll wreck your recording. Boy, Brett really predicted how this one was going to be.
You're welcome.
Mike, one suggestion for the future in your musical career. Stop saying your name so much. I'd be embarrassed if people recognize me. Well, Mike orders at a restaurant. It sounds like this. I was going to come back to the chicken parmesan. I can't hear you, sir. You're being drowned out by. I was just wearing chicken parmesan. It's too loud, sir.
Was that a side of fries?
I think that was the best part of the song, drowning out his vocals.
Hey, John.
Can't disagree.
Whoever wins Playdio this year, can we make it mandatory that they start off their new HMS intro with "Ouch My Balls"?
Oh yeah.
Ouch my balls.
I'll even sing it for you. Mike Masser, I don't know if you're good or not because I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't distinguish one sound from the rest. That may be what the radio compression is doing to your recording.
Oh, come on.
I don't think so. I think it was just poorly recorded.
Come on.
And it might, and you know, to be honest with you, it might not be bad. I don't know. I really can't tell you.
Got to figure that stuff out.
It's bad for what you presented to
what
us.
What you gave us is bad. You're right. That's exactly it. And I'm going to give it a one because of that. They got to know better. You know, even I know to put it in the cue speaker and you can hear the mix before you put it on the big speakers and just hear the noise.
Tell this guy that to stop being a hermit, he needs to collaborate.
Yeah. There's some of that. And maybe the reason he can't is because he always wants his stuff to sound a certain way. And it's that was just
the master way or nothing.
It sounded like Saint Anger. It was just a mess.
It was just poorly produced. Yeah.
John, the only reason I've tuned in this morning is to hear My Hair played on Playdio. When is that happening?
Which one?
My Hair from Tessica.
From Tessica Brown.
Yeah.
I forgot about her. So far, she'd be winning.
She'd be winning.
The Gorilla Glue lady is in.
You see, that'd be my claim to fame that I won this whole thing on the Playdio. I was on the Playdio and I won that claim to flames.
It's bad, very bad, but not as bad. Am I crazy? What's happening?
Yeah, you are.
Jesus, the bird came out of the ashes and immediately lit itself on fire after hearing that. All right, let's not be too crazy. But yeah, Mike, you're a victim of your own, I'm going to say ego, because you presented that without anybody else telling you, hey, dude, you got to listen to somebody who's not your friend to say you're buried, the vocals are bad.
What do you think of this? Get another opinion.
Get a stranger's opinion. Other than your friends and your mom. Get a stranger's opinion and say, what do you think? I can't understand the vocalist. And don't tell them it's you.
Yeah.
Give somebody a thing. Go, this is a friend of mine's band. I want an honest opinion. Be like, eh. You can't hear it. I mean, that's the problem. I gave it a one. Bert?
I'll give him a one just because he got in on the, you know, I mean, he gave it an effort. But
he was willing.
One is being generous. I was going to go 0.5.
I can't.
Oh, wow.
Brady?
Four.
Momo?
I was going 2.
That's not good. Mike, that's all production. I have no idea if you're good. I don't think you're bad. I just don't know.
Is he the only member in his band?
I think so. But Brett's right. If you're going to present it and say, this is my best foot forward.
Then it's bad.
That was bad.
Yeah,
you're right. That's it. Yikes. All right. Next one up is Black Mountain Project. Settle down, Brett. The bio, because Toledo just decided to leave. He must need some pancakes in a cup or something. Black Mountain Project is based out of Surprise, Arizona. BMP completed its four-piece BMP. So my dad used to call bowel movements BMs. So I hear BMP. You're BMP? It's a four-piece band, late 2018, with mountain-peaking vocals from Tony Chavez. Trent Joyner shredding the guitar. Devin McMillian, nice name, bringing the low end. And Billy Joe Thomas on the drums. The track you're about to hear is Never Enough. Oh, man. Off the latest EP just released in 2021 of this year. Check out the EP on your favorite music streaming service. BMP is on Instagram, at Black Mountain Project, or Facebook. And definitely check out the videos on YouTube, with more coming soon. Thanks, dudes. Let's rock, it says. All right, this one's called Never Enough from the band Black Mountain Project. It's Playdio. Let's find something good here at 98. I used to masturbate to a movie called Bikini Car Wash, Bikini Car Wash 2. And the music in that was like they took local bands who almost had something and they just put it all through the thing. And when the girls were out there in the Bikini Car Wash, they had these average to bad bands playing in the background that were just palatable enough to get you through the masturbating. But
I think the movie Spring Break had one song from Cheap Trick, and there was a lot of bands like this in the rest of the
Check out Bikini Car Wash, especially Bikini Car Wash 2, the beautiful Nariah Dance.
Oh, there was a sequel?
There was a sequel.
Wow, all right.
She was Playmate of
the
Year?
She was a Playmate. I don't know if she won Playmate. She had a different last name, and then she changed to Nariah Davis and got boobs put in. Ooh. In the first Bikini Car Wash, no boobs. Second one, full boobs, if I remember correctly. Either way, she very pretty lady. And I used to beat off to that movie quite a bit.
But. It's a brushless car wash?
Oh. Yes, it is.
I know why I kept thinking it was an older movie. It's not that old.
No
2015.
Brushes.
Come on, man. What?
2015, that's not
that's
right.
That's not the right one.
They must have remade
that's a remake.
It.
Boy, Hollywood really is out of ideas.
From the 80s, too.
Look, I wasn't jerking off during the Obama administration to Bikini Car Wash. I was in my 40s, for God's sake. Anyway, Black Mountain Project, not terrible, not great, just kind of...
A little whiny.
Seemed
a little
out of date.
The lead singer sounded like that lead singer from Triumph, that Rick Emmett guy.
Wow.
Kind of that high-pitched, you know.
But I think he's good. I didn't think that guy was
No, he wasn't bad. I was just kind of bored with the song.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just kind of boring.
But I'm going to give him a 5 because it was middle of the road. Brett?
4.
Mo?
5.
Brady?
5.
How much 5? It wasn't horrible. I just didn't blow my skirt up.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, Machine Fetish, Stereo Rex, and 11 Miles to Nowhere. We're blowing through.
We've already wrecked stereos here.
Yeah, we are blowing through. I want to see this.
Or is it just Miles to Nowhere?
It's Miles to Nowhere.
Yeah. Okay.
What's this thing?
Yeah, it's Miles.
What did I say?
11 Miles.
Oh, I'm just looking at the number 11. I'm reading the beginning. People said Black Martin Projects. I wanted to rip these guys. But I couldn't. I liked the song enough to let it go. It might be the only thing good to come out of Surprise.
Well, that's setting the bar low, but you know.
I think of a brewery or two out there, too. That one just says next, please. Never Enough. I actually didn't mind it up until the singing got to where I didn't mind it, and then I minded it. Never Enough. Singing lessons for that guy, I say. Was that a woman? I can't tell. Ouch, my balls, brother.
John, I feel like they were a little bit like Dirty Honey. Not too bad, but I'd definitely choose them over Greta Van Fleet.
I get that. I understand exactly where that guy's coming from. Intro was way too long. The front man balls are in a vice. Front man's balls are in a vice. Other than that, it's okay. It says, you stole the name too, Einsteins. I don't know what that means. That's from Jay again.
The top just went down on my convertible Z, letting my mullet fly.
That is true. Holy crap, that lady can sing, but I had enough. Never Enough. That's it. You know.
Well, you guys have spoiled me for music. You say it all the time. Get to something. By the second verse of this one, I was out.
Fact. It's a fact.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
Thank you. You know. Beer line. Going to the beer line. They're doing their new stuff, their artistic stuff. All right, coming up, we got our next
autistic
one. Machine Fetish. It's 98 KUPD. Play-Doh in full swing.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98 KUPD.
Second lap.
Stop making words out of your mouth. Ghostbusters is like 9 out of 10 stars with Mo.
I did not say
quiet
that.
Down. Quiet down.
Oh, God. Oh,
quiet.
God.
You're the reason why
it
movies suck.
It was still
suck
a fun adventure.
You are the reason why movies today suck.
Thanks, Mo.
It's because
you tolerate
reason
garbage. Yeah. You and the rest of the people like you tolerate garbage.
You know what?
Garbage.
Here's the deal. Maybe I just shouldn't go to the movie theaters on edibles and just think everything's great.
Exactly.
Ooh, that'll
you're
help.
A stoner,
that
so
might help. But yeah. I like to be in my feels when I'm watching a movie. Okay.
I have your feels. I like feels, too. Sometimes I've had the feels. And it's very rarely.
You said you had the feels on some movie you watched this weekend, didn't you?
In the Heights.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you watch that?
I haven't seen it yet. Actually, really it's too gay for me. Sorry.
Super gay. I think it's too gay for gay.
I almost spit up my water.
Almost a spit take.
But it's a great musical. Well, the American musical needs a, you know, an enema. This gave it to it.
A tear.
Pretty amazing. A little tear at the end. I was so happy for Usabi and Vanessa. It's just great. Good for them. And they're home. Which is really all we're looking for in life. It's our home. And you want your home to be with that special person.
Withering Heights.
No. Different. What? You'll figure it out. You watch Withering Heights. You'll find it. Black and white.
Watched it. It was good, I guess.
All right. Here we go. And that was nice to get Rob Zombie in there. So far, he's the leader. So hopefully we can get him to play tomorrow night at CB Live in Scottsdale. The stuff just keeps rolling in. Ironically, the funny thing is... I've got all these people texting me and emailing. Krisky from Whiskey 6 has texted over Homer Simpson decked out in gold and jewels and goes, this is how I feel every year I listen to Play-Doh. We're still the best. It's true. And then says, the funny thing is your last three bands were the last three winners in my illegal horse races. Just coming in first place, Never Enough. And then we, of course, had our band Weapon of Pride. And the winner today, Dive Bar Nights.
Were they put down just like some of those horses after the race or what?
Machine Fetish, Black Mountain Project, and Mike Master were your win, place, and show. The illegal horse racing. I want to be the announcer for illegal horse racing. You got to have a microphone and a guy.
How do you do the photo finish?
I'll call it. I'll call your illegal horse race.
Some hillbilly on the side with a polar.
I just missed
it.
Close enough. And on the stretch, they illegally come. I want to be that guy.
Who's illegally in first?
Illegally leading the race around the third turn. At the quarter pole, it's illegal at first.
Illegal horse racing sounds awesome. Legal horse racing bores me. Yeah. I'm going to do
too many rules.
Yeah, way too many.
And they're illegally off.
I would throw the word illegal in there constantly, and then everybody would be laughing. We'd have a great time out there at the illegal horse races.
By two lengths, I'm a mule.
It would be like the way W. Stephen Martin used to always have his stuff going on. You know, he'd always have W. Stephen Martin's blah, blah, blah. He was a radio guy here for years, and he always put his name on stuff. John Holmberg's illegal horse racing track somewhere out in I don't know where. I'd be happy to put my name on that.
Somebody mentioned there's some going on in Buckeye.
Yeah.
So
that's too close. Like, Buckeye's right there.
Yeah, but it's Buckeye. Nobody goes there.
And illegally down the stretch they come.
There's too much space out there.
What are they doing? A photo finish.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
It's all illegal. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Machine Fetish, Stereo Rex, Miles to Nowhere. That's what's coming up right now. Machine Fetish is first for Play-Doh. We need a little love. What's the other thing? What was the one where the people spun and...
1968, page two.
The 1968 is page two, or 1967.
Or the 1967.
Yeah, this is a guy who sounded like he was singing while he was trying to ice skate for the very first time. With other hearts, you hold the world. What's happening? That's one of my favorite ones. With who put these skates on the singer? God damn it, he's recording.
Should have put him through just to see him do it live.
Yeah. All right, everybody. It's my first day on rollerblades. And two, three, four. Sorry, that was a fun one from all the way back in 1967. All right. The band is called Machine Fetish. Hi, distinguished gentlemen and lady of the jury. I'm Jeff of Machine Fetish, pronounced Machine Fetish. God. I can figure that out just because you spelled it wrong.
I just turned into Chris Collinsworth per se. You know what, Al?
I've listened to your brutal critiques over the years and have taken them into account and finally grew the balls to submit a track of my own for Pladio this year. I'm a full-time single dad. I'm a part-time single dad. I'm a full-time single dad raising four kids. Ooh. Where's the woman? You got deadbeat moms. So when I get an opportunity to myself, this is what I gravitate towards doing, getting any frustrations out in a safe method before anyone gets home from school and hears me yelling the F word into a microphone. I sing and play and program all of the instruments you'll hear. I hope you believe it's good enough to make it onto your mountain biking playlist. I cleaned up my F-bombs just for you. I appreciate the time and the honor to be played on the most badass morning radio show on the planet on 98 KUPD. See, Jeff knows what he's doing. And he sent the lyrics so I can sing along. The song is called Pop Star. Am I right? Am I in the right one? Pop Star.
I believe so, yeah.
And Pop Star is by Machine Fetish. It's pronounced Machine Fetish for those of you scoring at home. Even though it's spelled Machine Fetish, it's pronounced Machine Fetish. So get it right.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, I know. I just want to make sure because it's in the bio.
Tempe, tempe.
Well, it's Machine Fetish, Toledo. But it's spelled funny, so let me clear it up. Machine Fetish. There you go.
Now that's I'm how hearing it.
All right, here you go. It's Machine Fetish. It's your Pladio submission. Here we go. Trying to get somebody to jump out and take the lead. It's Jeff. It's 98 KUPD.
Thought you would.
Wow, that's Brady.
Man, it's awesome.
What's going on right here? Too much happened.
Yeah, way too much.
Messy. Man.
He did not take anything you've ever said into consideration. There was so much going on. I'm like, what
thing,
the hell?
He took everything we've ever said and made a song. Yeah.
One thing I will say is, I mean, it was messy, but the production, it didn't sound
clean.
Bad. Sounded clean.
Except for the song part was stunk.
Right.
His production still sounds good, too, Brad.
It does, actually.
By the way,
does.
If you want to go downtown and ice skate, the rink is now open. If you want to go. Sorry.
He's performing every night.
I'm going to be out there on that thing Friday. I'm going to go, whoa! Machine Fetish. Jeff, it's a valiant effort. That's all you. But I'd say your singing is distracting. Although you're right. The production value was
Production
clean.
Was good.
Very
clean.
Spoken word in there was distracting.
I just didn't. It was
the
messy.
Song was just messy.
Super messy. I'm going to give you a 3. Brady?
One for each kid. 4.
4. Momo?
I'm going to give him a 3.
Brett?
I'm going to go to 4 as well.
All right. Nothing special there. Stereo Rex is next. Now we're starting to get that moment.
We've
where,
wrecked enough stereos this morning.
Yeah, the hope is gone.
At this rate, we can knock out day 2 also.
Yeah, we just get it all done today. Mr. Mom needs to stay in the kitchen. Hey, honey, I know you had a long day at work, but can I start a band?
Come on.
Whatever keeps you out of my hair, baby.
And that's why she left.
Said his husband. Yeah, maybe that's why you're a full-time dad without a wife, is because she heard your song. I feel extremely bad for this guy's kids. Oh, Alexa. She's upset for the children. I can see why he's a single dad. Get CPS to save those kids before it's too late.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. So is that Lars? That was Lars from Metallica trying to do some sort of Kill 'Em All unreleased track as his own Pladio entry. Jeff. Machine fetish, yeah. If the machine was filled with squirrels. There's a lot happening in there. None of it made sense to me. Yeah, I think that was just too busy. There's just an awful lot going on with that song. I'm checking all the fun stuff. You can go online and see all our... Are you putting them up on Facebook as we go?
I've been
go?
Going for 3, but I've been listening to bands, but I can't.
Right.
Just been...
This is the first time ever that I've said, man, Brady's Instagram's not so bad.
Somebody else on text says, I think Dave Grohl is wrong. Do not get out there and suck.
Yeah,
this
he's
is
right.
Bad.
Yeah, he's right. They're taking that too literally. My friend says, as you know, John, because I told you about this, my mother passed away in April, and for the first time, I'm happy for her.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad it happened.
Oh, gosh.
She doesn't have to listen to these abortions.
Oh,
man. Well, so far, we're going for a song that you would hear on the radio, and I have heard nothing yet that would say, hey, that goes on the radio. Any station.
Right.
But it doesn't
any
have to station. Just be KUPD.
Any genre,
although
anything.
That would be the smart thing. And it's pronounced genre.
Oh, sorry, Alex.
If you're going to start in with that, do it right. This one is from Stereo Rex. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm writing to submit Stereo Rex to be considered for Pladio. Okay. I sent you an MP3. Below is the bio. The desert-branded rock and roll band from Phoenix, AZ, Stereo Rex, is known for their high-energy live shows and raw guitar-driven original rock music, sending odes to bands like GNR, Lynyrd Skynyrd, The Beatles. Because of their unapologetic stance on their musical influences, Stereo Rex has been able to find their own musical niche. Every song you listen to is heartfelt, catchy, and clearly Stereo Rex. Throughout their career, Stereo Rex has had the privilege to work with many local and national bands like Buck Cherry, Mike Tramp from White Lion, The Black Moods, like those guys, CC DeVille, Great White, Tough, Keel, etc. They have also had the honor to open as well as be the musicians for Grammy Award winning artist Eddie Money. They were
You're right, Brett.
Why is Keel on the list?
Why was Keel on?
Nobody cares about Keel.
And etc. Believe it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you do not say etc.
Others as well. I mean, we leave you with Keel as the last name drop, and then etc. Other
Jesus.
Unmentionable bands, but I'm like, Keel was an unmentionable band.
John Gordon is pissed somewhere, but even he knows.
Come on, just, bro. You're the house band for Eddie Money? That's a sell.
2 tickets to paradise. Thank you, guys. 2 tickets to Stereo Rex. Just like Stereo Rex said.
All right, Stereo Rex. You got a lot to live up to. You guys played with Keel once.
Mm.
All right, Brett. Settle down. It's a big thing for them. It's a big deal for them.
You don't have to be a dick.
Stereo Rex. The song is called Leech. I got hope for this one for some reason. I think it's a thing.
It's the Keel that sold you.
Keel had
it's the Keel.
I mean, you know they're Eddie Money's house band.
Keel will tell you all you need to know about this band. I have a feeling.
Ah, Toledo, don't. All right, Stereo Rex. It's Leech. It's 8:32 and Pladio. We move forward with the 10th selection. Here we go. Good luck, Stereo Rex.
I'm manipulating all of
there you go. I have a new band name for you guys. You got to change the name from Stereo Rex to Jack Black Crows. Because it sounded like Jack Black was singing and the Black Crows were...
Did they mention the Black Crows in their bio? They hit everybody else, including Keel.
Including Keel. Yeah.
And no Black Crows mentioned there.
By the way, you need to go back and listen to Keel because he's not in there.
No. Wow.
Jeff Foxworthy on lead vocals.
Yeah. All I heard was Jack Black. I heard Jack Black and you said the Black Crows and then Toledo said the Jack Black Crows. And I'm like, that's the new name of the band. That has got to be it.
I did see something when I went to the Black Mountain Project. You mentioned the Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw on the poster, they posted on one of their things, Buck Cherry, and it had Black Mountain Project and Stereo Rex.
Oh, they were playing together. They're tight.
Community. It's a community.
Buck Cherry was popping that night.
I don't know. Jack Black Crows gives a 3 for me. Brett?
3.
A little higher than I thought you guys would go.
4.
Mo?
3.
I'd rather hear Dirk Diggler sing You Got the Touch.
You got the touch.
Joe, you got it already? Yeah. Oh, this is so.
You got the touch.
Oh, this is the best.
You got the power.
Oh.
Yeah.
This was on again last night. I fell asleep about 11:40 watching Boogie Nights for the 100th time.
He would be at the top of the list so far.
Put him up there.
Oh, it's so good.
If this was only considered a montage song.
Dirk Diggler. Oh, man.
You're nobody's fool.
When he's doing it all off key, it is so good.
You got the touch.
I want to hear that now. I want to go home and watch Boogie Nights. Miles to Nowhere is how I feel this morning. That's where we are right now. Leech is still playing if you're interested. Jack Black Crows are still going. Miles to Nowhere is a catchy little pop punk trio hailing from Pahonix, Arizona, storming the country with a fun brand of melodic music they like to call galaxy punk. It's a pop punkish sound that also integrates some deeper elements from many other genres. Can you guys stop using that word? They're not influenced by any other bands as much as they are influenced and inspired by life itself to create music and share it. Oh, here we go. Kristen, Katie, and Rich. Two chicks and a Rich are sure to make you move. Songs that have thrilling hooks will be stuck in your head.
Two chicks and a dick.
I was just going to go there.
All right, guys. Calm it down. Yeah, because you know why? You're both eighth graders. Too excited to throw that eighth grade bus stop bomb out. Way to go, guys.
I've been hanging out with Brady too long now.
You two are not allowed to be around each other.
Two chicks and a dick. Original comedy. Mrs. Newsom's going to love this one. I'm telling that joke in class.
All right, Kristen, Rich, and Katie. The band is called Miles to Nowhere. Song is called Skies. Ready?
I featured them on Homegrown before.
You know this band.
I know this
band. All right. Skies. From Two Chicks and a Dick, as the boys have called it. Very classy. classy intro. I bet you Mo didn't do that.
I didn't.
To Nowhere. It's Skies. It's Pladio's. It's number 11. Oh, I need another quarter.
Our eyes.
myself, even though I don't think it's that terrible. It's not good, but it's not that terrible. I automatically, when they went to the chorus, remember that that waitress's Christmas song?
I know. What?
Yeah, I heard the waitress's Christmas song in the middle of that thing. What did you do? What did you just do?
Bow Wow. I know what boys want.
It's got. I heard the.
It's not Bow Wow Wow.
I heard the waitress's
song.
That's
the waitress.
That's waitress. Yeah. Okay,
but it's not their Christmas song.
No, no, no. Their Christmas.
Yeah, that's the one. Quiet down, Brady. Let me explain what I was thinking. Stop getting in my brain and starting to think for me.
We were thinking the same band.
No, you're not.
Hey, you want a little taste of that?
You absolutely, clearly were not. Yeah, this is what I heard. When they get into that stupid. Yeah, that annoying.
That's what I was thinking.
All right. I didn't mind it until I heard that in my head, and then all I could think of was that song.
Yeah.
I was just kind of, but it's not awful. Miles to Nowhere. It's really clean production. They did a good job on that. You didn't like them on your station either?
No, I liked them. I think they need to tighten it up a little bit.
Really?
And they could probably make the song shorter.
Is it too long?
Shorter. You How long only was listened it? To 30 seconds of it.
2 minutes and 9 seconds long.
That was too long.
It could have been
this
a little
song
bit shorter.
Is 2 minutes long.
It should be like a quicker.
It should be like
song.
nine seconds long.
Man.
There's that whole bridge of them just jamming, and I'm like, okay. And then afterwards comes another chorus, and I'm like, okay, you could have killed that killed the bridge, ended at the chorus, done. And
Brett
it would have been a
that.
Slammer.
You hated that one so fast.
Because to me, it sounds like a bad Nintendo soundtrack. It's just, and I hate anime, and it reminded me of anime. So
I
was just out.
Somebody just said,
that's why I thought you were going to let it go through. Because it's an anime thing.
So I got an email that said, is this Kids Bop Play-Doh Edition? What was that? Are the children allowed in now? Now that you're gay, John, you should have let that one go all the way to the end. Is Bert's hair on fire? Wow. Does your breath have to smell like day-old fish tacos to be in this band?
There's quote of the day.
Leland Rozier with the wind. That was a grand slam, and there was only one guy on. Nicely done. Wow. Brady, what'd you think
Five.
Of the... He's jumping in. Brady wants to go home. It's like a referee calling strikes that are 2 feet outside the zone. Mo?
I'm going to go six.
Six. Brett?
Two.
I'll go five on that one. I wasn't totally blown out. But Krisky says, her diction was fantastic. I understood every word. I guess that's good. Two chicks and a dick sounded like what Scott Pilgrim jerks off to. That is a perfect claim, Phil. Sean Phil. Gary says, I need another quarter. That got me. They sound like the chick from Die Antword. I don't know that one.
No, I don't think so. She's way more annoying. Way more annoying. And I'm talking about Die Antword.
He hates. All right, I'm answering texts now. All right. I don't know. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah.
We got like three more, don't we?
Churn and burn.
Let's do a palate cleanser.
Take a palate cleanser and get out of this.
Oh, please.
You know, just move forward. Play-Doh, not going well this morning. And, you know, this is why Tripp hates it so much. Run the risk of this. I thought you guys had to wait 1 minute to hit the button. Bert Quick Draw is a little heavy this morning. Although, you can't say he's wrong. Do all these people only get feedback from their mothers and then submit it to you? These are songs only a mother could love so far.
Plus, you explained that the first thing this morning. You said, when we charged people, we had to play a minute.
We would do it like we guaranteed you 1 minute of airtime. Now we don't have that. Although, we're trying to be nice and everybody's gotten at least a minute, but they're buzzed out early.
Yeah.
There's no difference between buzzing it and letting it go for a minute and then having everybody just buzz at 1 minute. So, everybody's getting their time. I have no favorites so far. It's 8:43, Play-Doh, where the search continues. Hopefully, someone will shine through soon. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.